Good morning and welcome to McFeely Outdoors on the Mighty 790 KFGO. This is Kyle Agri here with Scott Brewer, sitting in for regular host Mike McFeely, who is, I guess for lack of a better word, and just thinking that we might be in a little bit of a denial here, but he is in a last-minute summer vacation with school starting up. And you know what? We've got the warm summer days, but those nights are starting to cool down a little bit. We're transitioning from summer into fall. It's that time of the year. And we're going to be talking today about some late summer, early fall fishing opportunities. But first, we're going to be looking at, if you're shopping for a boat this time of the year, this is the time to be looking for some great deals. And we've got some good things going on with the FM Walleyes Club and Ray's Marine. And Scott, would you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, right now, going on today, right now as we speak at Ray's Marine, there is a crowd gathering because we're doing a great big raffle drawing. FM Walleyes is doing a raffle drawing at noon today. We're raffling off a Lund boat, Mercury motor, and some other prizes. There's actually even a hummingbird depth finder, a 8-inch hummingbird depth finder that's going to be there that anybody that just shows up can enter for that depth finder raffle. And all that's going on at noon. So on the line, we have Rich Lee, who is the general manager of Ray Sport Marine. How you doing, Rich?
Doing great, Scotty. How are you guys doing?
We're doing very good. How are things looking at the store? Is it starting to fill up with people?
Oh, yeah. People are starting to come in. You know, we've got the hot dogs going, and the deals are hot right now. So the best time of the year to buy a boat is to come in when we don't want to sit on this stuff over the winter. We want to have people out there using them, get a little use out of them this fall, and save some money for them.
So how are your inventory levels looking right now? Are there some really good deals going on for the boats that you have left?
Oh, yeah. We've got rebates from Lund and Crestliner up to $2,500 on certain models. 186 Tyee, which we've done real well with this year, is the glass Lund. That's a $2,500 rebate on that. So you can buy that boat for almost under $40,000 right now.
Wow.
Loaded up nicely with a 200 Verado and a really good fishing boat.
I think you got a bright, shiny red one of those sitting right in the middle of the showroom floor, too, don't you?
Yeah, there is one there still left today.
Yep. So what has been, you mentioned the 186 GL from Lund. What are all your hot selling boats for the 2014 season?
You know, we did very well with the 1875 crossovers. I've got a couple of those left. We did real well with the Impacts, the 17s and 18s. I've got 118 left. I got a couple of 17s left with the walk-through windshields. Everything's pretty much coming with a Merc 4-stroke. We can do Yamaha. If customers want Yamaha on their Lunds, we can put Yamahas on Lunds here at Ray's Marine. You know, those have been probably our biggest selling boats. The 186 Tyee, again, is another good selling boat. And if there's anybody out there looking for a really good deal on any pontoons right now, of course, we're looking to get rid of these and get them off my lot. Or you can come in, buy the pontoon, and you can leave it here all winter. We'll rig it for you in the spring and deliver it right to your place.
Wow, that's a heck of a deal. I think, if I remember right, I believe you guys are the Bennington dealer, and Bennington is probably one of the most popular, highest quality pontoons on the market.
Yeah, we're pretty lucky with the brands we carry here with Lund, Crestliner, Ranger, and Bennington. You know, Bennington is the market share leader of this area, probably one of the premier pontoons out there, and everybody thinks they're all very expensive, but they do have a budget line of pontoons, and they're built the same exact way as the expensive ones are, so there's a price point for everybody if they want to buy a Bennington pontoon right now.
Yeah, and, you know, just by going there and looking at them and seeing the quality on them, there's a lot of pontoons out there on the market. It seems like every place you go by has got their own little pontoon manufacturer, and Bennington is definitely the top of the line.
Yeah, the pontoon sales have definitely been a driving force in this industry the last 5 years, so it has been a very, very good selling product for us. And it has been for other dealerships too. There's a lot of people that have been buying a lot of pontoons as far as, like I say, with the industry, the way the industry was going, the pontoon market has been extremely, extremely strong.
Hey, Rich, this is Kyle. I'll say, I know a lot of folks coming in today are looking at new boats and open houses there for everyone to take a look, but just a quick question. What about those individuals who are, you know, kind of getting ready to start planning for fall? And, you know, for some of us, it's back to the routine come Labor Day. Do you have a capability to do winterizations and end-of-the-season type maintenance?
Oh, yes, yeah. We do a lot of winterizations here. You know, people want to be prepared to, you know, you want to take care of your products and get your oil changes and have your live well lines blown out, get your lower unit changed. You know, get that boat, so all you got to do is basically hook up to it in the spring, put your battery connector on your positive, put a little charge to it, and you're off and ready to go.
It's good. I know we don't want to be talking about winter all too soon here, and it'll come sooner or later. But you know what? It's good to plan ahead, and it's good to be thinking about where we're going to get that service work done and when we're going to put it into our schedule.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, you make a big investment in a product, the last thing you want to do is forget to winterize it. You know, there's an opportunity where, you know, if let's say you got some fishing line behind your prop, you may not even know that you have a bad seal and water may have gotten into your lower unit. Well, if that boat is stored outside for a long period of time and our wonderful winters we have here, there's a possibility you could crack that lower unit up. So it is good maintenance. And it's also an opportunity for customers that have purchased stuff from us if they've had any issues. Well, their boat is still under warranty. Get that boat in here and let's get take care of some of those issues. If you've had something you've been procrastinating on, if a stereo's not working or a live well pump or something's not functioning the way you want it, get it in here so we can get after that and get you all ready for next year.
Nice. Very nice. So you guys are located out on Highway 52, just north of Menards and Moorhead. There's plenty of parking, plenty of room in the showroom. A lot of nice boats in there, and as me and Rich had discussed earlier, that showroom right now is the nicest it's ever been. That place is so clean and sharp looking. I recommend anybody that can get over there before noon today, get over there. And even if you can't get over there before noon, stop over afterwards. How long are you guys open today, Rich?
We're here till 1 or until everybody stops coming, put it that way. We've got a bunch of hot dogs to eat and pop, and Gate City Bank has dropped them in nice to donate some cookies, and so we got a full smorgasbord here. You want to come over and get a free lunch? Come on over.
Yeah, and even if you just want to come talk fishing, I know a lot of the local walleye pros are over there now. So stop in, talk to the guys, ask some questions, learn about boats, learn about walleye fishing. A lot of things to do. So
yeah, if you've never been here before, here's your opportunity to come out here and talk to some of the club members, talk to the pro staff we have that is through the club. Come on out and, you know, take a look at our organization and see what we do here.
Perfect, perfect. All right. Well, thanks for your time, Rich. We're going to take a break here in a minute. On our next segment coming up, we're going to have Brett Waldera, the president of FM Muskies, Inc. He is going to talk about muskie fishing a little bit. So we'll see you after the break.
Welcome back to McFeely Outdoors here on KFGO, the Mighty 790. Kyle Agree with Scott Brewer. And as we've been talking, you know what? The reality is the days of summer are numbered. We've started our transition into fall. And, you know, for those of us who are fanatics in the outdoor, that is a magical time of the year. Although we know summer's coming to an end, it means one thing, and that is it means the fish are going to really pick up and the fish are going to bite. The hunting and other outdoor activities are going to be starting their seasons, and it's really a time for things to kick into gear. And with us this morning, we have Brett Waldera, president of FM Muskies Incorporated, and we're going to talk a little muskie fishing. Morning, Brett.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Good morning, Kyle. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. Doing good.
We're doing good. We're doing great, Brett. I understand you're coming to us from an undisclosed location out on the water. Is that correct?
I am. I've been out musky fishing since about 6 this morning. I'll tell you, it's been a little slow. I don't like the east wind. It seems to got them in a little bit of a funk. We started off, we put a low 30-inch musky in the net on a topwater right away, and then I had a big one following on a crank, but so far that's about all we've seen. It's been a little slow for the conditions. With this heavy skies and everything, it should be a lot better than it is today.
You know, Brett, That's a day-to-day thing, right? I mean, some days you're going to have weather conditions conducive to fishing. Some days we're not. As a general rule, though, as we're looking at coming to the end of summer and end of the warm weather and moving into fall, that's really a time when, in general, muskie fishing is picking up. Is that correct?
Absolutely. This is the time that muskie fishing gets good here, coming into the cold weather period. Muskies get a little bit lethargic during the winter months, so they start feeding as the water starts to cool. Generally, I look at about 73-degree water temp and below to get these muskies going, get them really active. And that should, we've got about 75, 76 degree water temp here today. So we're a little bit early, but yeah, things are going to start picking up. The fish with the first cold front of the year, which might start here next week, according to the forecast, these fish will push shallow and bury themselves into the weeds. And it's a really good topwater bite that happens, which is always a lot of fun when you have that visual, fishing topwater bite. And also a good bucktail bite up shallow, too. So that should be starting up here in the next week or so, and that'll carry in through September. And then as the water cools and the weeds die off and everything, the fish will move more out to the hard bottom breaks. And that's when you see a lot of people run the big sucker minnows behind bobbers and things like that. And they use live bait in October and November. And then they start trolling, big minnow bait up on the break line, too. So,
fantastic.
But, yeah, it's a good time to be out and trying muskie fishing, that's for sure.
You know, Brett, a lot of people have the idea that muskie fishing is a real specialized sport, and it's something that you have to travel a long distance to be able to get to waters where you can catch trophy muskie. That's really not true, is it? I mean, we right in our own backyard, not too far from Fargo-Moorhead, we have some great muskie fisheries.
You're absolutely correct. We do have some fantastic fisheries within an hour's drive of Fargo. We've got Beers Lake and Maplewood State Park, which I think is a great beginner lake because it's only like 220-something acres, so you can learn the water really quick. We've got Big Detroit, and we've got Pelican. And also there's a couple, sleeper lakes that don't necessarily get stocked, but they just have muskies, through them traveling downstream and whatnot. Lake Sally and Lake Lizzie have a small population of muskies. So there's opportunity there, too.
No kidding. And most of those places are, like you said, within an hour's drive of town and very accessible, very familiar to a lot of fishermen, a lot of anglers in our area.
Absolutely.
One question. You mentioned Pelican Lake. And as a walleye guy, both Scott and I, we fish a lot of walleyes, and we've fished pelican here recently, and we've recognized that, you know what, the walleye fishing in Pelican is probably at a peak. It's as good as a lot of folks can remember going back their entire lifetime. And there's also great muskies in Pelican, right? Is that a common thing to see both species coexisting and having a opportunity to catch trophies on both areas?
It is. You know, there's a misconception out there that once you introduce muskies into a lake, they will eat up all the fish in the lake, all the walleyes, all the panfish, and everything else. The misconception is that they're just eating machines, but you know that's just really not true. A lot of the best walleye lakes and fisheries in Minnesota have muskies in them. Mille Lacs is one, Leech Lake is one, Winnebagoshish, Cass. There's just Bemidji. There's a lot of lakes that are really, really good walleye fisheries that the muskies coexist with them. And I think a lot of the problem that people don't understand is, muskies are a low-density fish. They stock muskies at the rate of one fish per literal acre. So they're not putting as many muskies in a lake as they are when they stock walleyes or crappies or northern pike or anything. Pelican, for example, gets about 1,600 fish every other year. And statistics have shown, like, out of those 1,600 fish, for those fish to reach adulthood, which would probably, you'd be about a 45 to 48-inch class fish, only about 6% of those fish actually survive to reach adulthood, just due to fishing mortality, cannibalism among other muskies, and whatever other, causes there are. But it's a low density fish. They don't they can survive in lakes and keep the other fish populations in check. The rough fish populations, they like soft raid bait fish like suckers, carp. They eat poleheads, tulipies, things like that are their preferred forage. So You know, yeah, they don't seem to hurt the population one bit, as I'm sure you guys noticed in the spring walleye tournament on Pelican this year.
Yeah, you know, to really bring your point home, the arguably the best walleye lake in the state of Minnesota is Lake of the Woods, which is arguably the best musky lake in the state of Minnesota also. And it's the same for our local lakes. The lakes that you had mentioned, the local lakes that have muskies in them, Pelican, Detroit, Melissa, Sally, those are also the top walleye lakes.
And, absolutely.
And I don't think that's a coincidence.
No, it's not. You know, in fact, I'll disclose where I am. I'm on Big Detroit this morning, and believe it or not, I saw there was about 5 or 6 walleye boats out this morning, and I bet you guys wish you were out, but I saw a lot of walleye nets in the water here this morning. They've all kind of left now, but there must be a morning bite, and on the points, you know, you just, it wasn't like every half hour, 20 minutes, you'd see somebody put a walleye net in and scoop one up. So they must be biting out here.
Nice. Well, hopefully a bunch of our listeners are sitting in those boats. And if they're not sitting in those boats, they need to be, because you're right, the bite should be going today.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, Brett, we've got just a couple minutes left here. And you mentioned a whole variety of different tactics that anglers use to catch muskies. Just a personal question. What's your favorite way? If you had to choose one of those methods that gives you the best experience, the best thrill, the most excitement, what would it be?
It would have to be topwater fishing. It's just, you know, it's fish are shallow. A lot of times you'll see them coming behind your bait. They'll cast a wake when they follow your bait to the boat. It's very visual. It's definitely my favorite way to catch them, is on a topwater.
You know, and you mentioned follows, and that's a common thing, musky fishing. I've not done a ton of musky fishing in my life, but I have thrown a few lures, and I remember the first time I had a big one follow, and I literally did not know what to do. It caught me so off guard that I sat there and I looked at that fish just in amazement, and it swam off. What's the protocol there when you get one of those big ones following in? What's your advice?
Well, you know, everybody who is familiar with musky fishing has heard of a figure eight, and that's a boat side maneuver. When you do get a musky to follow your lure up to the boat, basically you keep your lure in the water and you make a large figure eight with your lure in the water. And that fish, what a musky will do is they'll follow your lure, but a change in speed or direction will sometimes trigger that fish into eating, which is why you do that figure eight maneuver. But that's what's really exciting about these fish, too, is, you know, you can have a 40-pound fish hit your bait with 2 feet of line out, and then it gets exciting.
That's awesome. Thanks, Brad. We appreciate you taking time to join us, and thank you for all who have listened to McFeely Outdoors this morning. Have a fantastic rest of your weekend.